Entertainment wherever and whenever you want. Showmax, streaming for Zambia. Why settle for crumbs when you can feast on world-class entertainment this season on Showmax? And the best part? You can pay for your subscription in just 5 simple steps with MTN Momo. Step 1, download the Showmax app and sign up. Step 2, select the package that speaks to you. Step 3, choose MTN Momo as your payment method. Step 4, enter your phone number and hit pay with MTN Momo. Step 5, put in your MTN Momo PIN, confirm the payment, and boom, you're in. Now, sit back and dive into a buffet of all-round entertainment wherever and whenever you want. Showmax, streaming for Zambia.
Events as and when they happen. The main news on Unza Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Unza Radio main news broadcast at 17:45 hours. The headlines. In local news, ECZ prepares for 2026 constituency delimitation. Kitwe hit by power cable theft incidents. In international news, Fed Chair Powell hits out at unprecedented probe by U.S. Justice Department. In sports news, Copa Princesses drawn against Rwanda in World Cup qualifiers. News in detail, my name is Beatrice Mwila. In local news, the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, says it is in the final stages of preparations to undertake the delimitation of constituencies ahead of the 2026 general election. In a statement, ECZ Chief Electoral Officer Brown Kasaro said the exercise will be conducted in line with the Constitution Amendment Act No. 13 of 2025 and will involve full engagement with stakeholders and the general public. Kasaro said the delimitation process is expected to be completed before the certification of the register of voters, which is scheduled for April 30, 2026, in line with the 2026 general election roadmap. He has assured stakeholders that the exercise is being treated with urgency to ensure it is concluded before the certification of the voters' register. Kasaro said the ECZ will continue to engage stakeholders throughout the process and provide timely updates as the exercise progresses. The Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, has expressed satisfaction that campaigns ahead of the Chawama parliamentary by-election have so far been conducted in a peaceful manner. Speaking during a sensitization meeting for polling agents, the media civil society organization, monitors and observers, Chawama parliamentary by-election returning officer Lewis Lupando has urged all stakeholders involved in the electoral process to adhere to the electoral code of conduct and to comply with all requirements, including proper accreditation. Lupando Lupando has also appealed to residents of Chawama constituency to turn out in large numbers and vote for their preferred candidate in the parliamentary by-election scheduled for Thursday, 15th January. He says voting is a democratic right that enables citizens to choose a representative they believe can effectively serve them in parliament. Meanwhile, Lusaka District Assistant Electoral Officer Victor Kagoli has called on the media to remain impartial and professional by reporting accurate information that does not promote violence or tribalism ahead of the polls. A 10-year-old Daniel Chimbulu Mumba is among the five children who drowned in the ZNS dam in Minwood Ndeke, Chongwe. He was the firstborn in the family of four and is being laid to rest today in Lusaka alongside two victims. Daniel was due to report for grade 6 this Monday at Junior Tini Tot School. The school has described him as a brilliant and supportive pupil. School principal Mildred Walia says Daniel was cheerful and ever willing to help his fellow learners. Daniel passed away just 9 days before his birthday, which falls on January 17th. Still in local news, development expert Charity Musamba has charged that the UPND has performed better on external economic engagements than on addressing internal challenges affecting ordinary citizens. In an interview with the media, Dr. Musamba says the UPND-led government has focused on microeconomic reforms that have pleased international institutions such as the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank, while the needs of ordinary Zambians who voted the party into power remain largely unmet. She has noted that many Zambians continue to grapple with unemployment and high poverty levels, issues the UPND government had pledged to tackle upon assuming office. Dr. Masamba explains that Zambians voted for UPND in the hope of improved living conditions, adding that it is important for the government to engage citizens and explain why some campaign promises have not been fulfilled. She further stated that, in her assessment, the UPND's performance falls below that of the previous Patriotic Front administration. The Zambia Consumer Association, ZACA, is concerned that mealie meal prices are likely to remain high in the first quarter of 2026, despite the country recording a bumper maize harvest in the 2025-2026 farming season, citing transport and supply chain challenges. ZACA Executive Secretary Jumba Sakala has stated that rising fuel costs in particular continue to drive up food prices, placing a heavy burden on consumers, especially low-income households. Sakala says this trend is likely to continue even with the exchange rate stabilizing around 20 kwacha to the US dollar, pointing to deeper structural issues such as elevated production and transport costs, weak market competition, and speculative pricing. He has since called on the government to ensure that the bumper harvest translates into affordable mealie meal through effective market oversight, transparent pricing, and timely grain releases. Finally, in local news, Copper Belt Minister Elisha Matambo has directed police and other law enforcement agencies in the province to intensify efforts to curb cable theft. Matambo issued the directive following a series of thefts involving Zesco cables in Kitwe. The most recent incidents include the theft at the Nkana Water Supply Distribution Center in Nkana East and the cutting of the power cable supplying Chamboli Level 1 Hospital. He described the act as act of sabotage and retrogressiveness, warning that they undermine essential public services.